When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
Yeah. welcome back, everyone.
Smooth.
You know. We're back. We've got an upgraded soundboard today, so
every week it keeps getting better. Oh, we need to add that for the following week.
Find the note.
Wow.
So I need to get readjusted, but we've got some more twists and turns, ones that Brad doesn't even know about.
I'm nervous.
Yes. So we need to start off by thanking our patron.
Shit. You tried. Find the note.
Our Patreon Legends Only fans, we want to give you a shout out because your support on Patreon has funded the new upgraded soundboard and is also going to fund our new recorder. And so we want to say thank you. It really means a lot. Yeah,
it really does. Mm-hmm. The support will directly go into this podcast.
Yep.
We love to see it.
And we will try and get a bonus episode up really soon. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's like life things going on, you know, like working like 70, 80 hours a week.
Right.
Just casual. But that's for a different pod. That's for my weekend chat.
Right.
Yeah. So for this week, shall we start with the bad news? Well, negative news?
Sure. Yeah.
The not so enjoyable things to discuss.
You know, this
but
is
we
a,
need to discuss.
This is a podcast about fun. And what all we do is talk about things that we that are elephants in the room, basically.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things. That's basically
right.
The name of this episode. So
there's a new legend in town.
There is a new. Stop it.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Yeah, she is in town.
Yeah, she's a viral legend.
Please welcome to the stage, Miss Coronavirus.
Oh, she's serving. Sorry, it's not funny.
It's not at all. And everybody, we hope that you're doing well, staying safe, washing your hands, not touching your face, which is harder than you think. Everybody, yeah, that's just kind of been the update all around. All of our legends are actually canceling shows, concerts, festivals,
Ultra,
South by Southwest, possibly the Olympics. It's crazy. So we're just waiting and seeing.
We will not be kissing or hugging. I can't. Nope. Until they figure out this corona.
You know.
At some point, we won't actually even have to speak. We'll just speak in Legends Only soundboards.
Yeah, it'll just be an automated. It'll basically be a Neki Menej episode.
Monkey at a typewriter hitting different memes.
Right. It'll just pull from all our old episodes.
Right.
I'll just be like, hey. I'm T. Kyle.
Honestly, we could do that.
We joke about
more,
it now. But
with
like,
more Patreons, we can do it.
Go subscribe now at patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah.
And we'll turn into robots. Yeah. Well, oh, I've been, what's the word? Is it vigorously or rigorously?
Well, what are you about
I've been
to
using
say?
A lot. Just say talk.
Or just say talk.
I've been using my phone soap a lot. Not sponsored.
Okay.
It was on Shark Tank like 2 years ago. If you follow me on YouTube, you know I did a video and I like tested it. I bought a Petri dish kit from Amazon.
Oh.
It's like this thing, which if I'm highly recommending, and this is not paid sponsorship. Mm-hmm. It is UVC light. You put your phone in it and it just like disintegrates your phone. It disintegrates your phone.
It disinfects.
Yeah. It disinfects your phone. And it does work because I did test it on my YouTube.
Oh, I think they have that at my dentist's office, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can like, it's oh, like it's right over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one there.
You just
I have
put
one
it in like a little sandwich. Yeah.
I just got another one so I could start. Well, do I even admit this?
What?
Oh, no. I started stocking up.
You did. There is a large pile in T. Kyle's apartment. I would say it's more of like an apocalypse reserve. There's it, just.
That's
there's
only. I'll just say that's like a third of it. That's
I see. I see nuts and protein bars.
Mm-hmm. So I may or may not have bought another phone soap.
My favorite part is I walked into your apartment and I was like, everyone at CVS is acting so over the top. walked right into your reserve pile.
And then you looked to your right and you were like, oh. So in the event that I need to put my little Clif bars in like the UVC light.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just move on, shall we? anyway.
Yeah, let's keep the good times rolling with the subject that we did not think would have this much drama of this kind.
No.
Season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race just got very interesting.
Now, I have not watched the new episode yet.
Oh, okay. So I have some thoughts, but I will reserve them, obviously. But I'll give high level. Miss Sherry Pie was disqualified from the competition after, I think at this point, 8 people have come forward with allegations of her. Well, let me say this differently. So they all met her through various ways, and she acted as a auxiliary casting agent for this woman, Allison, that didn't exist. And so she would create a fake email account for this person, and she was like casting for an HBO show, I think called Bulk. All these men have the same account. Like, this show required this man that got bigger and bigger. So her thing was like telling these struggling actors that you need to shape up, get bigger, bulkier, get on steroids, like encourage them to do that and take a lot of videos of themselves, like getting shirtless and then doing more than that for the quote unquote casting directors. Didn't respond.
So it's a catfish situation.
Yes, it's catfish. It's not really allegations anymore because Sherry Pie made a statement on her Facebook being like, I'm sorry, I've changed as a person and I needed to love myself. So her confirming that it happened made the World of Wonder producers put out a announcement and also a thing that shows up now before the episode. Due to this coming to light, the season will air as it was intended, but she will not be appearing at the finale. And then by them saying that, that kind of confirmed that she was gonna go to the end. It's Jeez. Hard because she is in it a lot.
Well, it's a competition show, so
yeah,
it's not like a reality show where you can edit someone out in right. post because you can pull scenes and whatever.
Yeah.
This is a competition where it's,
I feel like the best they can do, which I don't think you can do it, but they could maybe quickly fill in her confessionals with other confessionals. It's Drag Race, so we have...
It's months of work.
It's months of work. The whole episode is definitely, there's a cloud over it. It's very weird to watch. So I was trying to think, like, can you think of a reality show where this has happened, where, like, it's aired and you know full well that either something happened to the contestant, they were either canceled or something came to light? I was trying
no,
to think of
that.
The only
other time that I can think of something like this happening was the season of I Love Money and Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Oh, I
VH1
don't remember.
Celebrity.
No, I don't remember that.
One of the contestants on Megan Wants a Millionaire, Megan from, was it Charm School or mm-hmm. whatever? She got a spinoff and one of the contestants killed his girlfriend.
Oh.
And they scrapped the entire season. They just completely canned it.
Whoa.
And then they canned the third season or the fourth season of I Love Money. They just threw them both out.
Whoa.
Full done seasons they just threw out. And it changed VH1's reality shows forever after that.
Damn.
It's possible that they could throw the season out.
Yeah.
Like, and actually cancel the season.
Yeah.
It's, I wouldn't be surprised if that was possible.
Whoa.
Because they've done it before.
I don't think they're going to, because I think their stance right now, unless people are getting really uncomfortable, I think the stance is like, you don't want to take away the experience of these other 11 or 12 queens who work so hard and they're going to show their looks, and which is how I feel. Like, I feel awful for all of those girls who, they did nothing wrong and now they're...
And they had an opportunity. Like, this is such a huge opportunity
for them. Yeah, like, they wasted all that time and money to be canceled by association, which is just hard.
Well, in this house, we stand Jackie Cox, so...
so who did I... Jada Essence Hall and Jan, and Rock'em Sakura definitely is my fave of the new bunch. It's just unfortunate that...
Yeah. Well...
Oh, and then, of course, and poor Robin gets lumped into this. It was Robin's week. She was adorable. She had like a Bjork-like, childlike innocence to her, and she was just very sweet and funny. And her first line, she said, "Don't fuck it up," which was...
Wow.
Amazing. But this is a very unique experience. I don't know what it's like to watch a show knowing somebody's about to be disqualified for months, like, in advance.
Yeah, for the next 3 months.
For the next 3 months. It's just crazy. Many things are this week.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of clouds.
Yeah, we might as well keep talking about things that make me uncomfortable.
So this week, one of the Bobies of our fave decided to log into Instagram Live.
Sure did.
Little Jaden.
Which is funny, like, on a very superficial, funny note, like, our little inside joke from the Britney podcast, we always jokingly picked on Jaden. We're like, "Jaden, you little shit, get over here. Jaden." Of course, it's Jaden who goes AWOL.
Something that we didn't want to manifest.
No, we did not. So here's my thing about it.
Well, let's, like, recap quickly what happened.
Okay.
For the girls who don't know.
Okay.
Because it happened quick and it was taken down.
Yeah.
So Jaden went on Instagram Live, started an Instagram account. There's also a YouTube account. He went on his Instagram and went live and was responding to fan comments about Britney, about her father, his grandfather, and other things.
Yeah.
And it was quickly screenshotted and shared and also taken down.
Yeah.
And the YouTube was taken down as well. So, yeah, he said a couple things.
Many things.
Homophobic slur, first of all.
Yeah, he did. And we should preface all of this. This is a 13-year-old child, and I think it's really important to say that because of how uncomfortable I feel about fans being involved in it.
Yeah.
Because it's her son, number one, and it is a minor, number two. And so I just feel like the degree of overstepping boundaries is just extreme. Like, I think this is so off limits.
Hounding him for and harassing him,
asking a 13-year-old about the well-being of his mother. I'm so uncomfortable about that, and it goes so much further than, like, being a fan of an artist. It's like the entitlement to think that you have a right into that person's life, that child's life, is just, it's really, I understand there's an intention behind it because they want the best for Britney and they're concerned about Britney, but it's like 10 steps too far for me.
Oh, it's 50 steps 50. Too far for me.
5 million. It's too much. But then, of course, it made headlines because once it started, you're not going to stop. Like, he said things. So he slammed his grandfather. He offered more details about Britney in exchange for 5,000 followers. He revealed that Britney came to him and said she might quit music for good. And he said, "Why? It makes so much bank." And he said, regarding, like, Free Britney allegations, there's things above. I think he said, like, something offhandedly.
He was alluding to something.
He was. And then somebody asked if she was being controlled, and he said, "No, I don't know." Again, this is a 13-year-old child. His grasp on the reality of the situation, who knows? It's just so uncomfortable for me because there's an inherent tragedy to this. It's like this woman's life, the remaining privacy she has is just being violated constantly. Like, the woman that I love is just being tarnished by this awful, confusing situation that none of us really understand. Some people think they understand it better than others. Some people think they know what she needs, while others differ. And it's like, I'm just watching something happen that I can't stop. And I don't know how to, if she needs help or how to help her. my thing has always been, I want to back off. I don't like prying into her life like this. Yeah, I feel like it's so hard to be a fan right now.
Yeah, I kind of feel about this. I mean, it was inevitable that her kids were going to get older.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yep. I mean, they're humans. Mm-hmm. We all get older. I never really knew when they would say anything or when press would try to get information from her. I kind of assumed it would happen when they were adults.
Yeah.
But given the recent string of events, and it seemed like Brittany and Kevin were at a cordial place, mm-hmm. of co-parenting, and it seemed like the relationship between them was good and positive, and so I felt, you know, like it was on the mend and things were good, because you only want that for her family. You want everyone to get along. They've been through a lot. We all know the history. We've gone through the history. The parents, Kevin, the boyfriends, and the kids. Like, you just want them, or I just want them, to be at peace and to solve their problems as a family, without the involvement of the public.
Exactly.
Because every family has drama.
Exactly.
Everyone's, and you'd be lying if you said you didn't. It's a thing. And sometimes it's worse than others. And I just feel like I hate that the public is involved.
Me too.
And I just, so this invasion of privacy, and like, I do think, you know, he's a kid. He went on Instagram Live. Like, it's bound to happen. It's, you know, it's like back in the day when we'd be on the internet and stuff. It's,
I mean, yeah.
It was bound 13. To happen at some point.
Yes. And I, you know, and so Kevin came out with a statement basically saying he was a 13-year-old acting like a 13-year-old. We're handling this like a family. You know, I do have to say, it definitely sounds like he's echoing perhaps some of the sentiments that he's hearing around the house, maybe from Kevin. The fact that he's asking for followers and fame, and that moms make him bank. It's very worrying.
It's gross.
It's really gross. It's like the intentions behind, you know, what are the intentions for her? That does anyone like have her best interests in mind? It's to hear him say, why mom, it makes bank. Probably that was the worst moment for me, because where did he hear that from? It comes down to this thing that the fans are constantly fighting about, which is like, is she just being used as like a money horse, or whatever her term is? Like, is she just being used to pull in money? And so it was really disheartening to hear that, because it wasn't like, oh, mom, but you love making music. It was like, oh, it makes bank. Who knows what their concept of like what's what? But, you know, obviously kids mirror what they're hearing around the house. All disheartening things.
Yeah.
I wasn't loving it, but I also feel so gross commenting on it, because it's a kid and it's family drama. Obviously, he's saying so much does not like his grandfather, Jamie Spears, called him gay as shit, saying, yeah, that he was not a fan. Is he hearing that from where he's staying?
Right, like, where did he hear that homophobic slur from, too?
Well, oh, well, that too. I'm just thoroughly grossed out by all of it.
I mean, I don't even know. It's like one of those things where it's like, I don't have a full picture. Yeah. So I can't.
I will say, at this point, it almost feels like they have to say something now, because they've made the conservatorship really ominous and mysterious. They've done themselves no favors in creating this essentially in the zone Britney museum that she doesn't herself actually acknowledge, except for one feeling very forced video about it that did not make us feel good. They've really done themselves no favors in making us feel
awful.
They've made us feel like there's just no comfort in her situation right now for the public. I think everyone's just like watching nervously, hoping she's well. I mean, the Instagram posts lately,
everyone has been texting me for the past week nonstop, being like, is she okay? Is she okay? Like, what's going on? I'm concerned.
Yeah.
They have to say something. Something needs to be cleared up, I feel like.
And
whatever that is, I don't know, but like whatever it is needs to be
a family statement, a public press conference, an Oprah interview. It's gone too far, and obviously she might never want to do it again, but she can't put out another body of work or anything without this being addressed. Like, this will forever, this has tarnished her reputation and legacy so deeply. Unless they do like a full conversation about it or something, like, I don't see them overcoming whatever this messiness is.
It's gonna be so bad.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I just needed to break the ice.
We did. a reference. Yeah.
This is too negative. I don't like it.
I know it is. It's,
we've been negative for like 20 minutes.
We have. I know. Well, everyone's always like, oh, I can't wait to get hear their take on it. Well, it's uncomfortable and bad and I hate it. That's my take.
Yeah, that's my take, is that it's all awful. And right. I hate seeing it and I don't want to be involved.
I'm not taking pleasure in my absolute fave, her family being dismantled in the public eye. I'm not taking, this isn't a soap opera. These are real people's lives. And it's,
yeah, they're human beings.
It's really uncomfortable. And I don't know any, their intentions at all. I just, yeah, it's, ugh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
I hate seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate thinking about it.
It gives me anxiety because it's like, I don't know how she's doing either. I don't. And everyone wants an answer. And everyone, that's why I'm like, you guys have let this fester. Like,
yeah.
The conservatorship also has just been such a taboo.
Well, also for me, as someone who has had ups and downs with my parents throughout the years, like obviously, you know, yeah, things were not always smooth. It just hurts my soul. Seeing this just hurts my soul. That's absolutely really how I feel about it.
Absolutely. Would love
I just
her
want
to be happy.
Them to have peace and to, yeah, you know, if she wants to retire, she can retire. I just
want her
to be happy.
I mean, we've been saying that forever. Like, please retire. If this is too much and if you are done, please retire. I don't want another album. I don't need another album. Like, please.
Like, we just want peace.
Yeah.
And to live her life and do whatever she wants to do.
And we take it for granted. She's already been in the game over 20 years and she was a child star before that. Like, she's done the work. She's put in the work for years and years. If she wants to just chill out, she can. She should. So
she deserves nothing but the absolute best in life.
Amen. I guess that's kind of all that we can say. Well, that all I have to say.
I mean,
about,
that is all. I mean, it's all we know. There's been, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, that's true. The latest is that they haven't spoken about it yet. I think people reported that Kevin and Brittany haven't addressed it yet. She won't be happy.
I wouldn't be happy.
No.
Are you kidding me? I'd be grounded for so long.
I cannot imagine she loves the idea of strangers approaching her son.
Are you even allowed to have an Instagram account at that age?
I think it's 13 is terms and conditions, which,
jeez,
is gross. But
I
don't know, actually, but I think it is.
I think it's more gross that people were hounding this child on Instagram Live than paparazzi taking pictures of kids. Like, this steps even further than that.
Especially the comments. Some of them are saying, kill your grandfather and shit like that.
Yeah. It's, like, literally telling this kid to go,
yeah,
murder his family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
Unbelievable.
It comes back to me thinking, like, maybe you don't realize that you are contacting Britney's child. And that's just a line I will not cross.
Nope.
So.
Or tolerate.
Or tolerate. And I hope that people realize that they've gone too far.
They won't. They've been going too far for a long time.
Yeah. I think we should switch
Act
it up.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here.
Honestly.
Act the fool.
Acting the foolish.
Yeah.
Foolishest. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Well.
On a brighter note, brightest morning star note, in Britney news, for once, something cute, I guess. Record Store Day is coming in April. Every year it comes.
It's nice that it still exists.
It is nice that it exists.
We're fully switching gears now, right? Like, can we...
Yes, we are getting out from under.
Okay.
We're all gonna have fun!
Sorry, everyone.
Things start to get funner now. Record Store Day. I definitely noticed that people don't actually know what that is. So they,
yeah, because kids don't play records.
Right. Labels issue either anniversary records or of new songs. They issue special edition Record Store Day vinyl. And they're re-editions or B-sides and all that fun stuff. And they're great for nerds. Usually it's like guitar shit that I don't care about. Bands, men. It's things that I'm not interested in. But every now and then there are some really great pop finds. I definitely have like a Katy Prism lying around somewhere and other things. Like, some pop girls do it better than others. I never expected this, but Britney has a Oops B-sides and remixes reissue coming out with a gorgeous new cover. I do love the cover. It's like,
it's out,
that blue background. No, for Record Store Day, so it'll be in April.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
is the cover out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Listen,
okay,
you know,
off
what?
Of that conversation, I have turned a blind eye. I will confess, I have the word Britney Spears, everything is muted on Twitter. I can't.
No, I know, it's really difficult.
So I didn't even honestly see this.
It's a new image.
I can't have my soul hurting any more than it already is. Ooh.
It's really good. Remixes and B-sides. It's nothing we haven't heard before, but it is a fun, cool thing. Limited to 4,600 copies.
Oh, fun and cool?
Really fun.
Is
really
it amazing,
cool.
though?
It's definitely amazing. This is different than the Urban Outfitters reissues. This is like a actual thought went... Well, thought went into those vinyls. I don't want to shade them. They're pretty cool. This is like a concept. Let's celebrate the 20th anniversary with B-sides and remixes.
Oh, gotcha.
So... I'm very into that. They're also doing a reissue of Robin's 2005 album. They're doing Charlie's Vroom Vroom. They're doing Kylie and Giorgio Moroder's Right Here, Right Now. A lot of really cool and different stuff. So be on the lookout for that at your local. Support your local record store.
Locals.
Yes.
Yeah, do that.
This is a holiday for locals.
Sure is.
Bum, bum, bum. All right. It's time to kick things up.
I know. You know.
We're all gonna have fun.
Which means I think it's time for...
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
We're all gonna have fun.
Remix there.
That was. Yes, everyone, it's time for high fashion editorial.
Uh-huh. Sure is. Oh, that was a billboard.
God. So what moments really stuck out for you this week?
So I have two. Mm-hmm. So the first one that I want to share is the Hillary Clinton docuseries cover is very high fashion editorial.
Oh, like the actual cover?
Yeah, for Hulu.
Oh,
like
I've
the
seen
cover
it.
Of it.
Yeah, with all
it's
the
like
people
one of the best
her.
Photos of her ever. It is so chic. It's like HD, high fashion editorial. And I got to meet her.
That's right.
This week.
Yes.
And so... I don't give a fuck what you think about her, if you care or not. If you want to unfollow me because I like her, go ahead, go, do it. I don't care.
She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
And I got to meet her, and she said my name.
Oh my God.
And I just stan. Well, not stan. That's, I...
go on.
I admire okay. the resilience and the bravery and the courage. And she had this very chic... coat on and this mm-hmm. like maroon pantsuit and amazing hair, and she stared right into my eyes and I was shook.
Amazing.
And my coworker said that she was like, oh my God, you were so calm. I was like, what? Because I was
you only freaked out internally
inside.
Yeah,
but anyway, you all know I stan a resilient queen.
Yes.
Brittany, Serena, and Hillary.
Yes, exactly.
Spanning all
the
sports
spheres.
And spheres and music and entertainment.
Yeah. You got it all covered.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
For me, I have two as well, and we might have the same other one. I would just like to give a shout out to Grimes in the Rolling Stone feature. She did like a digital cover and a digital, well, she did a photo shoot. And I also like in the article, she talked about being canceled. And she said something that I liked, that she said, you have to live up to this standard, and there's something very freeing in having disappointed people.
She's got a point.
Because she's been canceled several times for ridiculous shit. So
wow.
Yeah. And yeah, the shoot's really cool. sound like Britney. It's a really cool
really
shoot.
Really cool and amazing.
Really cool and amazing shoot. And then my second one is I was also doing these pictures for work. Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the streets. She makes every sidewalk her moment.
She really does.
Every day this week, she has stepped out and strutted, and she knows what she's doing. She poses. She really goes over the top. Some great moments this week, including one particular moment in a car.
Now, PSA, okay. The video that I keep putting on my Instagram story is doctored.
Right. Well,
where she puts the window up and then flips the girl off.
You can't tell.
I feel like I need to share that because I was like, oh.
In a time of deep fakes, it's important to make the distinction.
She was in her car and this girl started singing to her and someone edited the windshield going up and then her flipping her off. That is
that part
fake.
Is fake.
That video is fake and I feel like I need
the
to
singing
be,
is real.
The singing is real. It is also not Allie Brooke.
Yes. So one of the popular theories on Twitter was that it was Allie Brooke, which caused her to respond by singing while she was on tour.
She embraced it.
She embraced it.
What did I say like 2 weeks ago? I said Allie Brooke needs to embrace the memes.
Embrace she the meme queen.
She's listening.
She's listening.
She's taking the advice.
And you know what? That's a win for her that everyone thinks it's her. They know who it is. They said, oh, that's Allie Brooke.
I mean,
recognition. Not everyone gets that.
That's true.
So
if you're going to be known as the girl who was singing to Celine Dion and you're going to be known as the girl who danced in a GIF.
Yeah.
Then
these are all victories, I see.
I mean, it's like how Demi should have embraced Poot.
True. Facts. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get there
later.
We'll
get there. So not Allie Brooke sings to Celine in a car. And
not Allie Brooke.
The way that Celine looks at her is just delightful.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Both the real video and the fake one are amazing.
Yeah, they really are. So,
Speaking of amazing, I saw Celine live this week as well.
That's right. You've had an action-packed week.
This week has been fucking insane. I saw Celine live at the Barclays Center, and she was fucking incredible. I may or may not have cried three times.
Yeah.
There is a witness.
The power.
She's listening. Shout out to Lindsay. She saw it. She called me out on it.
Good.
She's like, I looked over and I saw tears coming down your face. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. She's an icon.
Yeah.
And she sounds amazing. And she was singing the song off the new album, Courage.
Okay.
And I had a fucking moment. I was like, you know what?
There's no more appropriate place.
Right?
To cry in public than at a Celine Dion concert.
And she was serving looks. And she was so funny. She wouldn't stop talking. And I loved every single second of it. Ugh. Also, shout out to Tina Burner at it again.
Oh.
Queen of New York. You know Tina Burner?
Yeah, but what did she do?
She was there and she did the red dress. She made
headlines
from it.
Oh,
and
amazing.
She did the whole look and walked to the front and Celine saw her and they had this exchange.
Oh,
and I was like, there goes Tina Burner.
Yeah, at it again.
From Barracuda to the Barclays Center.
We stand.
I love Tina Burner.
Yeah.
She's been around so long.
She is a classic on the scene.
Yeah, she really is.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Sorry. I love Tina Burner.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So good. I got to see her a few years ago before the other album. Also, just cried during My Heart Will Go On because what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she had drones.
The drones.
It was so cool.
That's a new thing. Yeah.
They started like raining, like, and then what the little one in the middle came down, and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And she put her hands out, and I talk like it's a fucking animal.
Yeah.
It's a stupid robot with wings. And she put her hands out and it like came down and it like fluttered like over her hands. And then she was like, whew. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh my
Look
God.
At him go.
That's adorable.
I'm like, you did so good up there. They literally looked like freaking like, well, anyway, that's the future.
Avatar 2 is coming.
Yeah, right. You did amazing, sweeties.
Right. Yeah, so you went to concerts and did things.
I probably got coronavirus at Celine Dion.
Maybe.
Sorry, that's not funny.
Edit.
But like, no, I kind of thought it.
Well, that's why they're canceling the shows.
She's like, you went to a concert this week? She's like, are you crazy? And I was like, Mom, it's Celine Dion. If I'm going to die this week, I'd rather see a legend.
Right.
Right?
Fair. I didn't go out.
You work from home.
Yeah,
so,
I know. And I kept...
You're lucky.
Stayed at... Yeah, but
the flavor.
That's so bad. I shouldn't joke about.
What legend moment? Something happened this week. I didn't even write this down.
Oh.
After 10 years of standing, Walking on Snow by Jordan Sparks, she tweeted back.
She tweeted at
you? She tweeted at me. Because so I called out the fact that TikTok made Kesha's Cannibal famous.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I was like, now do that for Walking on Snow by Jordan Sparks. And she responded and said, yes, that's one of my favorites in my discography.
The Taste.
The Taste really jumped out. So I feel justified. I did a quick search on Twitter. I've literally tweeted about it for 10 years. I feel really validated.
You know what? Justice for Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, honestly.
Do we need to talk about that on Patreon?
I think we kind of do. I feel like there's like
Battlefield.
The Battlefield album, which has Walking on Snow.
No Air.
No Air. Freeze. Freeze. Ugh.
But I mean, Walking on Snow is that bitch.
That and also like so much of Battlefield is so good. Don't Let It Go to Your Head.
Oh.
Fifi Dobson. And Jordan. Anyway, that'll come soon. We'll do 20 years of Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
New music. We got to talk about things that came out.
We do.
You have things you'd like to say.
Yes, I do. I have two things that I would like to say.
First of all, and second of all.
First of all, I can't stop listening to Stupid Love by Lady Gaga.
There is a meme of the Queen of Brooklyn, the woman who does the live shows all the time. And she's like, I'm not talking about fucking Lady Gaga. And then 5 minutes later, she's on a jog. She's like,
this is a good workout song.
Oh,
right. That's the one you sent to me in the group chat. And you're like, this is T. Kyle.
This is T. Kyle.
And I was like, yeah.
Not talking about fucking Lady Gaga.
This is going to be me in 2 weeks.
This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're missing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
It's so catchy.
I'm glad you're on board for Chromatica.
I know.
Well, now we're kindness punks, so yeah. Here we go. See you at the Chromatica ball.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Which is only in Jersey right now. You know what? We'll go. It's on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You got nothing better to do.
Zena Diana. Ew, I don't want to go to fucking Jersey.
Anyway, that's a whole other thing. Ugh.
I'm lying. I love Jersey. Let's be
Same.
Real.
I want to go to Asbury. Anyway.
What was the other thing I wanted to say?
Yeah, you had one point and then another.
The second point that I wanted to make is I'm obsessed with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, absolutely.
I just, like, I can't get enough. I'm on the gram. But, like, I don't like anything on Instagram.
You don't.
You know that.
Yes.
Still,
you're very stingy with a like. It means something when you get a like.
Yes. If I like your post on Instagram, it is an honor.
It is an honor.
Because I don't like anything. And the reason why is because it used to show you in the feed everything you liked.
Yeah. And you did
and I was
not
like,
want
I don't
people
want people
knowing.
In my business. I don't want people to know who I have a crush on. Yeah. I don't want people to know who I'm thirst following. It's none of your business.
That's why they already know. I put it in my Insta story. It's just Maluma, J Balvin, Bad Bunny over and over again.
So they got rid of that feature, but I won't give in.
No,
so now I just share it on my Instagram story if I like it.
Yeah.
And if I have a crush on you, I might hit the heart button. Or I'll comment.
Watch out, boys.
Speaking of Bad Bunny, that Instagram post.
Oh, my God.
The flavor.
I was feeling things.
That was a high fashion editorial moment. Like, once again, there were very little clothes involved. He did a little dance.
With things.
With things. You know what? He has a point.
He's got veneers and glasses.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he has veneers, but it looks like it.
And since, this isn't technically on the list, but he also has a brand new album out. He announced the cover and track listing on Fallon. It's amazing. So get into that and then watch his Instagram video over and over.
Ugh.
The flavor.
I need to stop thirst following people.
It never ends
well. It's a problem.
But you know what? You can follow talented artists, maybe just not like Insta-gays like myself. That's...
I have like two people on my radar right now.
Okay.
One of them is Bad Bunny. And I followed and I was like, God damn it. Now I'm like, it's constantly in my fucking feed.
Yeah.
And making me feel things.
Right.
And then on TikTok, there's this one guy who's like so hot.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, besides Bad Bunny gyrating, what else happened? So,
Legendina.
Legend X.
Is back.
She did promise that she would be doing stuff for the live action Mulan, and she delivered with the first song.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine. She can sing.
She can sing. It's called Loyal, Brave, True, three things that I am not. And,
I am.
Disloyal, scared, false.
Yours would be gym.
Tan laundry.
Yeah. Oh my God. What would mine be? Keto. Ginger.
Clown.
Clown.
The song's fine. It feels very Disney. It feels very
cinematic.
Soundtrack. Yes.
It's
yes,
a soundtrack. Yes, yes. It's for a movie.
There's a Spanish version
Makes sense.
Too. Because, you know, Reflejo. But it's fine. I think everyone's kind of waiting to hear Reflection 2020.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. What's the note going to be?
What's
the note? Is she going to change it up?
Mm-hmm. She'll find the note. She will.
She will.
She'll invent a note, probably.
I hope we get, which I should put on the soundboard now that I have unlimited opportunities to add whatever I want. The note that she hit when she was performing Make the World Move on The Voice.
A memorable
with the pink wig.
Pink wig and crown.
Iconic.
Peak legend, Tina.
Yeah.
Now, not only do we have some Mulan action, we also have the experience, which is still going strong.
Oh, I know. They just announced final dates for November.
See, they keep doing that, but then they keep adding more ones, I feel like.
Well, now everything's getting canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
So, well, I do have a note about this.
You do.
Shout out to Jared. Hey, sis. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Posted on his Instagram stories that the Michelle Obama, she's an icon, she's a legend, and she was at the experience.
She was. And I think she smacked a male dancer's booty during. Yeah. I think she...
This is a place for legends. Okay.
Felt that moment.
I just want to know, what is her favorite song?
Oh my God,
imagine. Let's call her up. Let's get her on the show.
She's like, get mine, get yours. yeah, I would love her to whip out a completely unexpected.
Like impossible.
One. Yeah.
It would have to be something inspirational.
True. I mean, she would, you know what? It must be Fighter. Like, it must be like, you know, we've got.
Local.
Do you think that's Christina's local song for As Toxic as to Britney? I was trying to think about that.
I kind of think so.
I think so. Because the three that come to mind are Beautiful, Fighter, and Genie. But I feel like Fighter is like. Maybe.
Kind of been overplayed.
Yeah. Oh, but I guess Dirty.
No, but Dirty is
like gays.
Gays.
Yeah.
It's not like,
yeah,
you
moms
know.
Wouldn't say Dirty.
Right.
Right. All right. So we'll say Fighter is probably her
we
toxic.
Love it all.
Yeah. Not to say we don't like the song. It's just
yeah.
No
at
one
Flotus.
That, at Flotus. Name
at
your
Flotus 44. What is your fave Christina song? Off of Bionic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She needs to specifically say Bionic.
Mm-hmm.
Sex for Breakfast.
Oh my God, that's inappropriate. You're talking about a first lady. Not in my house.
I'm going back there with the rations now. Sorry.
My God, it's true. I mean, there's enough to last like 2 months.
There really is. It's really impressive.
Yeah. Got like 50 pounds of trail mix. I'm going to get fucking fat again.
The zombies aren't getting you this time.
No.
No.
I like thought that earlier. I was like, if
don't touch
nothing,
it.
Whatever.
Or ration it. Anyway.
Yeah. Feed it to the birds outside. Just throw it out my window.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit something. Yeah.
No, just keep going.
Okay. All right.
You know, this is full of surprises. She'll press the button when I feel like it.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she's continuing to do everything right. Her name, Miss Dua Peep.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa comes out. She didn't need to do it. With a physical workout video.
So smart.
So smart.
The graphics, the video, everything.
It shows off all of her physical merch. You've got the water bottles, the tops, and everything like that. It's just perfect. Just so perfect.
Everything about this era is flawless.
Just chef's kiss. It's just, yeah. So it's funny because when the song came out, people already memed it to like Jane Fonda workout videos and American Horror Story workout scene. So she just went ahead and did it. She did a classic 80s workout VHS tape.
It's so good.
It's funny. It's cheeky. It reminds me of Kylie Minogue's Sexercise video and also our king Eric Prydz' Call on Me video.
Oh, it's so Eric Prydz.
So what great references we
did
have.
I ever tell the story about that video
that you're in it?
Do you know why I have like a sort of scar on my cheek? Did I tell you that story?
I think you did.
It's because of that video.
You fell because of it.
Yeah. So here's the story. You guys know I do these things called power hours. Well, I haven't in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I'm old now.
Right, right.
Back in the day, back in the 80s, 70s, you know, in college, that video would always be the second to last song. So it would always be Call on Me, and then it would be Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music.
Of course.
That was like always the finale. So we were wasted, and we started doing the dance in the video, and the part where they put their hands down, and they kind of do that... what's it called? It's like a, it's a push-up, but it's the one where you go like shoulder first.
Like a downward dog, like a...
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's like the push-up thing where you left, like, whatever. I was so drunk that I slipped and my face hit the carpet and slid and it was just like a rug burn across my cheek. And it's still never really like healed properly. So it's still kind of like a divot.
So it's just a little memory of Eric Prydz forever.
You know what? Worth it.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm. That video is iconic.
Yeah. So Dua did it. Mm-hmm. Dua did her rendition of it.
She really did. Dua Lipa entered 2020 and she was like,
I'm coming for
and
you.
And guess what?
You better f***ing rise on the back of your f***ing head.
You better.
Because I'm coming strong, bitch.
Sorry, I just...
She did. I told someone on her team, actually, I said, I hope you got a chiropractor appointment scheduled for her because she's carrying the industry on her back.
She is.
She is.
She's doing everything right.
She is. I'm really happy with Dua. In my opinion, she's winning 2020.
She is. Yeah. She is the it girl.
She is
of
the moment.
2020.
So we look forward to future nostalgia. We look forward to looking back with future nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Coming April 3rd, I think.
Soon.
Soon. And then Chromatica the week after.
See you. Really?
Yeah. April's going to be a very gay month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know Gaga was coming that fast.
Yeah. It's coming right around.
My Stephanie Giramato.
Coming right around the corner.
I'm like kind of standing again.
There's going to be, I think the deluxe edition has like 20 tracks. So it's going to be a lot. And there's rumors right now of Blackpink, Ariana Grande, and maybe somebody else. Sophie's on the album. It's going to be a lot. It's a lot.
One day is up. 2 days up.
It's going to be a moment. I hope. It'll be too much, just like always.
Wow. Can you believe?
I can't.
Of all the things happening this year,
mm-hmm.
I am a Lady Gaga fan again. It's not something I thought I'd say.
Well, stranger things have happened.
That is true.
This is what 2020 is. Kyle is a little monster.
Yeah.
It's just where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna's not here, so.
That's facts. Yet.
Yeah. Not yeah. yet. That's right.
24/7.
R9 Watch.
No news.
No
anyway,
news.
Next.
Thank you for that segment.
24/7. Charlotte Watch.
Charlotte Over. Watch. Well, no, she's got new music.
What?
She's coming out with new music.
What do you mean new music? She's coming out with music.
She's coming. Yes. She's going to release a cover of Shallow smartly. Oh, to be smart. Honest, that cover should have come out the day after.
Like, I mean, no one's will be better than Trisha Paytas.
No. But
vocals.
Yes. Vocally, no one. But she'll do her best. And then she said she's working on new music that might actually happen now because of all this attention. So we'll see.
Wow. CA1.
CA1 is coming. We are perched and prepared for the takeover.
She should go house diva.
She's performing at GAY in London.
Wow.
She's really booking those gigs. Gay icon. Just run with it. Honestly, she could have like a Celine-esque album. There's no reason why not.
She could.
So I'm ready. CA1. Coming
Charlotte
soon.
Can come here and she can record on these mics.
She honestly can.
They sound pretty great. I'll produce CA1.
Good idea. But there's more stuff that came out this week, though.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, we've got the return of Demetria Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Demi comes through with I Love Me, which is about, you know, loving yourself.
Yes. Miss Demi Poot Lovato
mm-hmm.
is back with another song.
Yes.
After her phenomenal ballad and phenomenal Super Bowl performance.
Right. She's coming off of 2 wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun bop about, you know, when will I love myself?
The lyrics on this hit so hard.
Yes, you were feeling them.
Yeah. Well, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about like the voices in her head and like she's beating the shit out of herself in the music video.
Yeah.
I thought it was really refreshing to see something that's not, in my opinion, a radio smash, but mm-hmm. like a very real, honest song about how she's been feeling recently. And I was just like, wow, same.
This is going to be a very introspective record.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Hats off to Demi.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, she's getting back into the ring.
Like, not to get, like, super deep, but she really, like, I don't know. I'm just really rooting for her.
Resilience, I think, comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like, really does. Like, she's been through so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I want you to have peace and just be successful.
Yeah.
Because she's so fucking talented.
Totally.
I'll never forget when she sang acoustic at the Jonas Brothers concert.
Ugh.
At Madison Square Garden, and I was like, that girl is fucking talented. And she was so humble and grateful, and she started crying, and I was like, I'm rooting for you, bitch. In this house, we are prepared for coronavirus, and we stan Demi Lovato.
Lovatics against coronavirus.
Yeah.
That's right.
New fan club.
New fan club.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we have the return of Demi, but we also have the return of Katie and the beginning of something new.
Mm-hmm.
Two things new, in fact. Yes, Katie revealed she's having a Bobby.
Which I thought was fake at first.
Yeah, I thought it was a thing for the video.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah, you know, she's one to take on a persona, a character.
Right.
I thought this was, okay, a wedding song. Maybe this is about, like, her. I mean, Someday I Will Understand was also, like, gonna be just, like, imagining having her baby, and then mm-hmm. she did become pregnant. So she had her Someday I Will
she did.
Understand. This
teenage
Someday dream.
We'll have Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Never Worn White is the name of the song. It is a ballad. And it's just, you know, about like having never worn white.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
That's about as much of the song as I can relate with.
Yes.
Right. I don't wear white because I'm, it's not flattering on me. I'll just say that.
Okay.
It reminds me of like the, that gigantic gum.
Do you like look like Katie in the final scene?
No, it's like, you know that in Ghostbusters, like that gigantic marshmallow mm-hmm. that walks around?
Yeah.
Like I, that's what I feel like I look like if
okay.
I wear white.
Okay. So it's relatable in that sense. You've never worn it.
No. Unless like a dress shirt, but usually I wear all black.
Fair.
Yeah, not a flattering color.
Yeah, so I think actually the thing I liked most about this was the live stream immediately after, when she's just eating like dried apricots in her bed, and she's like, "You guys, I really am pregnant." she was like, "Yeah." So that was me revealing the baby bump, and also KP5 is coming this summer. So is the baby. So I'm giving birth to two things. And she said, "This is not the lead single, but this is a taste of what's to come, and that the album KP5 is coming this summer."
Wow. So, what a lineup we've got this year.
It's really starting to shape up now.
R9.
Maybe.
KP5.
CA1.
LG6. DL2.
Demi? She's on like her fifth or sixth.
No, a Dua Lipa.
Oh, Dua Lipa.
I was going to say we could call her DP, but like.
Better we don't.
Peep 2. D-Peep 2.
D-Peep 2.
That's better.
That's coming soon. Yeah, the girls are showing up.
The Jonas Brothers are coming back.
Right. It's a lot.
I like a Katy Perry ballad.
Yeah.
If it's not like the movies.
What else did she have? Unconditionally.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wide awake.
Oh, yeah. I do like wide awake. Yep. Ready for the new era for Katy.
And I used to be a pearl.
I'm excited for her. I feel like, you know, in retrospect, the 2019 bops that she put out were cute and fun and good. I wasn't mad at anything. I liked Harley's in Hawaii. I liked Small Talk and Never Really Over. Like, I wasn't mad at any of those.
No, I liked Never Really Over.
Yeah.
I like Katy.
I'm ready for a fun pop album from her.
Teenage Dream is
or whatever
still
she's gonna do.
One of the best pop albums of all time, in my opinion.
She still has that. Not everybody has that to their credit.
Mm-hmm. Bon Appetit, Bobby.
I love Bon Appetit.
I just love the remix I made with Vicky Gunvalson.
Of course.
Where she's like, "Does your mother know you're doing this?" It's so good.
Any other updates? So on my end, I've just a alert that the Mandy Moore album is out now.
Won't you tell everybody what that is?
That was fighting for gay rights. That was fighting for Mandy's emancipation. I really like the song.
I like the title.
Silver Linings? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of my mottos in life.
Yeah, there's a bunch I like. I really like the song "I'm Trying My Best, Los Angeles," which is literally how I felt when I was in LA a few weeks ago. And she opened with that, and I was like, honestly, yeah, I feel this really hard. And easy Ride, Easy Target. I'm still getting used to all those album titles and all the songs that were already released. It's a really pretty album. It's really cool and good and fun.
What is this one?
MM5, I want to say.
MM5?
No, maybe 6, because...
Right, because she has Greatest Hits.
And Coverage, and
which
Amanda
is difficult
Lee,
to get.
Wild Hope. Yeah, but...
yeah, it might be 6.
It's her first in 11 years.
Wow.
So...
We're old.
Yes. And she said already in an interview that she's not letting that happen again, and she felt creative doing this, and she's going to keep doing it. So I love that. I would love for her to get adventurous, get into some different genres. This clearly feels like home to her. Like, this is a good
house
niche.
Music.
Yeah. House music diva coming up soon.
Yeah. Me after every single person.
Right.
Oh, she should really try doing house.
She should do house.
Yeah.
What you never know. Candy, 2020 house remix.
Someone could do it.
Someone should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to Mandy for breaking through and getting that out. And yeah, I recommend it. It's good, easy listening. And how about you?
Oh, I have a recommendation. Mm-hmm. Speaking of house and electronic music.
Yes.
Nervo has a new song called Supermodel. Ooh. Now, it's kind of tacky.
Okay.
But, like, it samples the Madonna lyric. It's a strike a pose.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta listen. I like Nervo.
You guys know I walk a lot. So I love a catwalking anthem. Like, something that I could really just, like, stomp it out to. You know what I mean? Like a stomper.
A sidewalk strut.
Right. Like, there's certain songs where you're just like, I want to fucking stomp down this sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then, like, I almost get hit by a car. Yeah, like one of those.
Yeah. And that's this song.
Yeah.
I could be your supermodel. Let me strike above.
Oh, wow.
Flashing for the cameras, baby, we should be in Vogue. I could be your supermodel. Let me strike above.
Strike a pose.
Let me strike above. Let me strike above.
Strike a pose.
Let me strike above.
Oh.
Let me strike above.
Strike.
Wait for it. It's coming. This is where you could just be like, green light.
Oh, my God.
Just imagine me in Central Park strutting it out.
Wow.
And then, like, falling into the lake.
That is fire.
Yeah.
Definitely adding that to my Mewtunes playlist.
Oh. Moomoo's Tunes.
Moomoo's Tunes.
Mewtunes.
Mewtunes. Cool. That's a good recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's really time to get to the most important news of the week, which I think...
Yes.
Everyone's, you know, it's the true elephant in the room. Everyone's been thinking about it, talking about it.
Yeah. We thought that we would save the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept you waiting.
Yeah.
And the most important news of this week is that there is a video of JoJo Siwa dancing to Bossy by Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. Now, this is really a new development. This is a big development for JoJo and Lindsay. It's the pairing we didn't see coming.
No. Name a more iconic duo.
I'll wait. Yeah, I wish we could, you know, this is a podcast, so we can't really do much with it, except for the audio.
Yeah, I know, we're stuck under wires. We're trapped on my couch and chair under wires.
But if you can envision it, it's basically, you know, JoJo Siwa dancing to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
So what I think that really is, it's just conjuring, it's putting the energy forward for the Lindsay Lohan project to come out this year. And that's really what's important here.
Yeah, it's opening up her to a whole new generation.
That's
of
true.
Listeners,
that is true.
I think. You know, now all of these tweens will be like, wow, I felt that.
They will. And JoJo's been making the rounds this week. She also took pictures and videos with Meghan Trainor. And they.
Meghan the Trainor?
Meghan the Trainor.
That also happened this week.
Yes, it did. Yeah, they shook the world with a twinning outfit.
Speaking of Barracuda, Tina Burner, and Bossy by Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Do you remember the night that we almost got kicked out of Barracuda?
For requesting Bossy.
Yes, nonstop.
I do. Yes.
That was iconic.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were making several points.
We were.
I think we were treated unfairly.
Well, it didn't help that the DJ was Hillary Duff. I think that hit a sore spot.
Yeah, that DJ was...
You know what?
She's no you.
She's no... John Ali.
She's
no
not me.
She's not me and she never will be. The DJ that was there that night.
We were annoying.
Might
of.
Have been.
Let's yeah. We're like, can you play Bossy by Lindsay Lohan?
And then I learned how annoying that is when you are actually DJing. You should never do that.
Yeah. They need to just do one of those post-it wall things.
They should, actually. That's Isn't a that fun like... way. Yeah. I did that when I filled in for my friend Rod, who has the night at Club Coming. And he does a Romeo and Michelle's tea party.
Oh, right.
And you put in your requests on post-it notes. It's fun. So anyway, I guess that rounds out this hellish...
literally.
...week of events that went from awkward to uncomfortable to...
Iconic.
I guess that's about it.
We can't catch a break.
I mean, that's why I said at the beginning, this is why we can't have nice things. I feel like everything that I enjoy or love, Britney, Drag Race, something dumps on it that's like, oh, thought this was going to be fun. Thought I was just going to have a queen of pop to love forever. And now I'm studying legal matters.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope that you're all having a great week. And that you start this week off on the right foot by washing your hands.
Yes. Wash your hands.
And maybe just be celibate for the week. Who knows?
Something you can't relate to.
The greatest test of all time.
Oh, I can't remember the last time a man looked at me.
The flavor.
Oh, wait, shit. I didn't mean to hit that. That was the wrong button. Oops.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's all y'all need.
That's what I meant.
That's
our sign off.
All y'all need.
Well, thank you again for listening and for subscribing and supporting and standing and streaming Dua.
Yeah. And until next time.
until what's going it's not that way anymore.
We will.
Until next week.
See?
It's like this inevitable dread of like, what is going to happen next?
I know.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
No, we're going to be positive. We have to manifest it.
Yeah.
Positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Until.
No, I haven't heard from in a while.
Sparkling energy.
I know.
I know. I have to check back in. I definitely need that right now.
I know. I've been staying off TikTok, kind of.
Oh, I have not.
Because it's just, it's
if
time.
Anything, I've been on it. Yeah. I made one. Yeah. No, I'm more on it.
She was kind of serving the other night. She did this look and it was like the purple lip.
Yeah.
And she was like, hello, happy Thursday, everyone.
She knows. She knows. She's the queen of TikTok. Move over, Charlie.
Yeah. Also, Grandma Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. It's Grandma Sandy here. Iconic.
Truly.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
It's been a long morning. Have a great Monday, everyone.
Have a wonderful week.
And we will
see you
soon.
Hopefully. I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Yeah, same. Unless we have to like remote call each other next week.
I was thinking of that.
Which we have the technology for.
We do.
Oh.
There's the police.
What was that?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.